Pope Benedict XVI's second day on Spanish soil began to the sound of pealing bells ringing since early morning from the chapel of the Augustinian monastery housed within the majestic El Escorial complex. The monumental 16th century palace, which lies beneath the hills beyond Madrid, was designed by King Philip II of Spain and houses the library in which the Spanish monarch wanted to gather the works of the greatest thinkers of his time. On Friday, this UNESCO World Heritage site set the stage for Pope Benedict XVI's encounter with young academics and professors, as well as 1,600 young women religious.
En nombre de todas las religiosas aquí presentes, de vida contemplativa y activa.
In the silence of the cloister and our humble service to others, we do all we can to help your mission, a young Spanish nun told the Pope, with a trembling voice that echoed around the enclosed courtyard of Patio de los Reyes.
Le ayudamos con nuestra sencillez y pobreza y con la fuerza que recibimos de Jesucristo.
The women, all under 40 years of age, many of them novices, representing a variety of charisms, had welcomed Pope Benedict with an unexpected clamor, particularly considering that there were, among the Benedictines, the Pauline family, the missionaries of charity and the servants of the Divine Master, many from contemplative orders who had received special permission to be present at the encounter.
Frente al relativismo y a la mediocridad, surge la necesidad de esta radicalidad.
He told them that in a world of relativism and mediocrity, we need that radicalism to which their consecration, as a way of belonging to God who is loved above all things, bears witness. This, he emphasized, is also more important today when we see a certain eclipse of God taking place. The Pope thanked them for their silent service, for their prayer. Thank you for your generous, total and perpetual yes to the call of the loved one, he said.
Gracias por esto, sí generoso, total y perpetuo.
Then from the sunny courtyard, he passed beneath a delicately sculpted portal into the shade of St. Lawrence Basilica, where in stark contrast to the song of the nuns, he was greeted by the tumultuous applause of over 1,000 young academics. The Professor Pope had arrived among his fellow professors. As Pope Benedict made his way up the long central aisle, the men and women drawn from across Spanish universities, Catholic and non-Catholic, precipitated forward to greet him, their colorful academic hats and robes indicating their various faculties. As Pope Benedict moved forward, his delight to be among them was apparent on the broad smile that never left his face.
En nombre de los profesores, aquí reunidos, os damos la más calurosa bienvenida.
Professor of Medieval History at Madrid University, Alejandro Rodríguez de la Peña, spoke to the Pope of how today it's not easy to be a witness to the faith in university circles, and on behalf of his colleagues asked for advice.
Estar entre vosotros, me vienen a la mente mis primeros pasos como profesor en la Universidad de Bonn.
Pope Benedict began by recalling his own first steps as a young professor at the University of Bonn, and then continued that at times, today, one has the idea that the mission of a university professor is exclusively that of forming competent and efficient professionals to supply the jobs market.
De formar profesionales competentes y eficaces que satisfagan la demanda laboral en cada preciso momento.
Pope Benedict noted that often it is said the only thing that really matters is pure technical ability, a utilitarian approach to education, which, he warned, is becoming more widespread, even at the university level, promoted especially by sectors outside the university.
Sabemos que cuando la sola utilidad y el pragmatismo inmediato se erigen como criterio principal, las pérdidas pueden ser dramáticas.
As professors, Pope Benedict said, we know that when this happens, much is lost, with potentially tragic results. From the abuses associated with a science which acknowledges no limits beyond itself, to the political totalitarianism which easily arises when one eliminates any higher reference than the mere calculus of power. Instead, the authentic idea of the university is precisely what saves us from this reductionist and curtailed vision of humanity. Herein, said the Pope, lies the vital importance of the professor's mission, the honor and responsibility of transmitting the ideal of the university. This is achieved, he said, not simply by teaching, but by the way professors live and embody their faith, by realizing that truth itself will always lie beyond our grasp, by remaining humble and always keeping our gaze fixed on Christ.
A no olvidar que la enseñanza no es una escueta comunicación de contenidos.
Always remember, he concluded, that teaching is not just about communicating content, but about forming young people. You need to understand and love them, to awaken their innate thirst for truth and their yearning for transcendence. Be for them a source of encouragement and strength. With Pope Benedict in Madrid, I'm Eimear McCarthy.